Grace and peace in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. I saw this picture a few weeks back on the front page of the Yahoo site, and I thought it was pretty cool. The title listed with the picture was "The Faces of Facebook." And at first glance, it just looks like a smattering of a bunch of different colors. But upon closer examination and manipulation of the photo or the picture, it was revealed that each of those pixelations of color were actually individual faces. In fact, the picture that originally looked like simply a mosaic of color actually contained over 1 billion faces. All those people who are currently registered with Facebook. As such, somewhere in that massive collage of color was my face and my wife's face and the face of my children and my friends and my distant family members and all of your faces too if you have a Facebook account. Now, I couldn't pick them out individually, but somehow we were there nonetheless. And thus, I saw all of our faces on Facebook, as did every other person in the world who looked at that picture that day. Now, I don't know about you, but I think that's pretty cool. Millions of people throughout the world saw my face. And again, if you have an account, they saw your face too. Reading our epistle lesson today made me think of that Facebook photo because the Apostle John had a similar experience to all of us who just looked at that photo. You see, in order to help John to help other Christians who were being persecuted for their faith to stand firm amidst those persecutions, John was given a vision of heaven. God gave him a glimpse into the eternity that we will all experience following that great day of resurrection. And as John looked into that future experience, that heavenly experience, he saw a great multitude of people. People from every nation and language and culture, people, standing before the throne of God and robed in white. And one of the elders asked John, "These in white robes, who are they?" And John said, "Sir, you know." And he said, "These are they who have come out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb." Who was John looking at there in heaven? Who did he see? Who are the they who had come out of the great tribulation, who had been washed white in the blood of Jesus? They are us. We are the they. You see, John saw us. He saw our faces that day when he was given that glimpse of eternity. And he probably saw his own face too. In much the same way that we just looked at that Facebook photo, we were in that multitude who were robed there in the white robes. Now, again, he may not have been able to pick us out individually, but there in that mass of white robes worshiping at the throne of God were all the people of every generation and place and time and language. all of those peoples whose names had been written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Those who had been chosen before the foundation of the world to spend eternity in the embrace of God's love. And thus you and I were among those people whom John saw. For you and I have been washed in the blood of Jesus. Our sins were paid for on Calvary's cross. In and through our baptism, God applied the death and the resurrection of Jesus to each and every one of us. He made the gift of salvation our personal gift, our personal assurance. I know that I was among those people that John saw, among those who will absolutely spend eternity with God in heaven. And I am so certain of that because of my baptism. Because I was baptized into the blood-bought forgiveness of Jesus. For you see, as that water and that word were poured out over my two-week-old body, the Holy Spirit entered my heart and created faith inside me. A faith that hoped in and believed in and clung to the forgiveness that Jesus won for me at the cross. And that exact same thing happened for each one of you also. And thus you too can be absolutely certain of your salvation. Certain that you too were in that multitude that John so many years ago saw. Now it would be great to go through life with that unwavering assurance and conviction and certainty, wouldn't it? But too often we don't. Too often our faith is more of a wishful thought than it is of absolute confidence. Because too often we let our faults and our failures be the measuring stick of God's salvation. You know, there's a basic principle at work in the world which most of us believe in and we operate according to, and so it's hard for us to just lay that aside when we start talking about matters of faith. It's a principle known as karma. Now you may think to yourself, that's just some Buddhist or some Hindu thing or something like that. And thus, you don't believe that you believe in karma. But I'm willing to bet that most of you do. Maybe all of you do believe in it. You just don't know it by that name. But you probably know karma more so by its basic philosophical tenets. What goes around comes around. You reap what you sow. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. See, karma lays at the heart of our physical universe. It's the foundation of our justice system. And so it makes sense that we would then probably apply it to our faith too, reasoning that salvation belongs to those who earn it, those who deserve it. And since we can't see God's tally sheet, and we all know, like the children even knew, that we haven't been perfect, that we've all done our share of mistakes, we start to get a little bit uneasy, and we start to become a little bit uncertain about our salvation. I can't tell you how many times I've had conversations with people, and I mean good, God-fearing, faithful, Christian, church-going people who say to me that they hope they will go to heaven. Or that they think they will because they've tried to lead a good life and be a good person. That is relying upon karma. That's not what we as Christians do. We don't rely on karma, but on grace. We don't rely on karma, but on God. I know, and we can know, that we will absolutely be saved and absolutely spend eternity with God in heaven. Because Jesus died and he rose for us. We were among those people whom John that one day saw. And we will be among those people whom John will one day in the future see. Wearing the white robes, worshiping at the throne of the Lamb. Because in our baptism, we were washed of our sin. And we were made to be the saints of God. I want you today to, at the end of service, not now, to walk out of here with absolute certainty of your salvation. Not because of what you have done, but because of what God in Christ Jesus has done for you. And whenever you read this section of Revelation and you read about those saints of God, those who are worshiping before the throne of God in those white robes, I want you to remember that they are us. In the name of Jesus Christ, our living Lord and Savior, amen.